This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Rick Caro's out in the boogie down Bronx where Didi's up. It was Maven that stole second. And now Torres got, they both runners advanced. So Torres was at first. Now they're at second and third. One out, bottom seven, full count. Didi the batter, and that place is about to erupt. Rick Caro, our sports business insider on CBS Sports Radio, is there. It's about ready to go off. Rick.
Hey, it's cold out here.
Yeah, so what about the game? It's incredible. You got runners on second and third, and Didi, the place is going to go crazy in a second if they can drive in these runs. Now the bases are full.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay anyway, right? So, you know, the Twins got off to this start. There was this real malaise after 2-0. It was like a little bit of a buzz around here, but they look pretty good. There was a security snafu at the beginning of the game. It took about a half hour to get in. I told people that I knew you, and they detained me.
So, I believe that. What happened with the security of the stadium?
No, there were only like 5 gates open. There should have been like 20. So it was about a half hour line. People that got there early were complaining because they didn't get in until it was like second inning. But, you know, full, and it happens. It's okay. It's not the end of the world.
So, you know, that I think the Twins are 2-13 all time against the Yankees in playoff games.
Yeah, well, the Twins are not as good, even though they're more powerful. And so the Yankees have been waiting for, what, 3 weeks with no pressure to have this out. But I guess you could say the Twins have two. But it's been a heck of a week. I went to the wild card in D.C., and I left after 7. What a moron. And then I went to the Rangers opening last night, which was kind of a cool game, that 6-4 game. Tomorrow, Virginia Tech. I'm going down to Miami, going back home. And then I'm really excited because for the first week in like 2 months, the Dolphins will not lose this week. Right.
Yeah, because they're not playing. Do you think that the Miami Canes can handle lowly Virginia Tech?
Yeah, they are lowly this year, but Miami is. I like this kid Williams.
So are they.
I think they'll win by 20. Don't you?
No, I don't, because I think they're equally as bad as Virginia Tech. Like all that Manny Diaz stuff is over already. That took about 3 weeks.
I think if they lose this week, the Manny Diaz stuff is over. If they win at all, he's okay for a while. But then they play Virginia next week, which I know you're not coming down to. But Virginia will hand it to them. If Virginia Tech does not, Virginia will hand it to them.
You know, I watched that team play Notre Dame. I wasn't impressed with them at all.
Yeah, I know. They got off early, and they looked pretty good for a little while. But they are not a top 25 caliber team. They may be better than Miami, but not much better.
So with the NBA preseason tipping off, marketers are zeroing in on the latest crop of talent, and that would mean Zion, right?
Would mean Zion, right, although I talked to some people in Memphis, and they like John Morant, and obviously here with the Knicks, they have nobody to root for, so they either room for Barrett. So it's a pretty interesting class of rookies this year. They also got Rui Hachimura, the first Japanese player as well. They got a pretty interesting class. The NBA got a deal done with Zion and Panini America, and he is the face of the NBA in the future. I can't wait to see how they're going to protect him. They got to make sure they get out of the box quickly and make sure he doesn't get triple teamed. I'm not sure.
What is the thing that the Mavs are doing with climate change?
Well, they're dealing with carbon emissions for some reason. Mark Cuban has an Amazonia project where he's trying to make sure he raises money to save the Amazon, latest sports property to help lend their support to climate change prevention, offsetting their corporate travel with carbonfund.org. So they're spending a lot of money on carbon prevention and, again, trying to deflect the fact that they're not a very good basketball team.
So what do you think of Sidney Crosby? He opened up with a loss for the Penguins, but he's the most popular player in the league with sales of jerseys at NHL shop and on eBay?
Far, far, far above everybody else. Kane, Ovechkin, Fleury. That's 2, 3, and 4. But Crosby is one with a 76% kind of above everybody else. So the Bruins, Blackhawks, 1 and 2 respectively, the Capitals 5th, the Flyers 9th as far as jersey sales.
What was EverFi doing in the community, like in D.C. this week?
We had a thing called Run the Right Plays. There was a big event on the 50-year history of the sports business. I was emceeing it. Paul Tagliabue, who looks great and still a special man, Phil DiPicciotto, Nick Sakevich, the head of the National Lacrosse League, Lisa Bowman, United Way. They're all sponsoring the deal that EverFi had to talk about the top philanthropic moments of the year, of the last 50 years, but also to celebrate Washington sports and to talk about the last 50 years of the business. It was cool.
Here's the Yankees cleaning up after a hit into the corner. It's 8-4 now. Now 10-4, and that'll be that.
It's over.
So the Niners filed a lawsuit to block Santa Clara's attempt to end the team's management of non-football events at Levi's Stadium. So the bottom line is, since they've opened up that stadium in Santa Clara, the Niners and the city have been at war.
At war. At nuclear war. The city wants more money. The Niners want more control. The stadium has had more events, but they still can't get together on a deal. The Niners' lawsuit requires the judge to invalidate the city's termination notice. They're obviously not going to terminate the Niners, but they could terminate the Niners' ability to manage the non-football events. The bottom line is they got to get along.
What is the Tennis Channel doing on their national campus in Orlando, the USTA?
They're moving a lot of good stuff. They have a headquarters in L.A., as you know, but that new facility for elite American professional and junior players is a huge building in Orlando, and the Tennis Channel benefited operationally, financially. $350 million acquisition by Sinclair. Part of the deal they have is to do part of their headquarters move and put it in Orlando.
What is the problem with Stan Kroenke and Spanos at odds over PSL sales at the new SoFi Stadium in Inglewood?
Kind of not getting along either. The facility expected to cost about $1.9 billion, probably more with the overruns. The Chargers will generate about $200 million from a loan from the NFL. They also bring in the suite sales that they can do with PSLs, but each of the teams gets its own deal, kind of like the Giants and the Jets, except the Chargers seem to be lagging behind in their sales. Probably not a good thing because they're doing pretty well on the field, and you hope they work it out.
Notre Dame and Navy will face off next season in Dublin.
35,000 seats, Aviva Stadium. You know, they're playing Army. But what they're trying to do is to get a deal done every year with a team, probably Notre Dame, coming over there every year. The Irish Tourist Board, Aer Lingus, the Dublin tourist people are saying, let's bring a college game there every year because that's where we want to get people to do business, want to bring some headquarters over there. And how about the golf over there? I mean, that's the big deal. And so it'll be kind of a fun game. But it's a good way for the Irish Tourist Board to promote their country through football.
Jay-Z's Roc Nation opening up a shop in London.
Yeah, and so they've got a big deal that they're trying to get done across the pond. Michael Yormark, the president of Venture, branding, strategy. He's becoming kind of a huge agent for players, for entertainers, meaning Jay-Z. And the new international venture brings lifestyle music and sport to entertainment as well, not just here in the U.S.
How about, so J-Lo and Shakira are doing the halftime show in Miami.
Okay, it's going to be a big deal, right? So Steve Ross, the Hard Rock. Have the Dolphins been mathematically eliminated from the Super Bowl hunt yet in their own stadium?
No, but they'll have good seats at the game.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be a huge event for those 2 weeks, Pro Bowl in Orlando, Super Bowl in Miami. We got a golf tournament there, the LPGA moving an event from Indy, the 50-year history of the sports business. A whole lot of good stuff for the Super Bowl this year because, remember, last year, Atlanta, year before, Minneapolis, finally got a warm-weather Super Bowl. Good for golf, good for everything.
So the NFL is the only league that doesn't have a full-fledged sports betting partner, but they got a fantasy partner with DraftKings.
DraftKings, they signed the deal with Caesars in January as the inaugural casino partner. But DraftKings specifically prohibited from marketing its sports betting business with the NFL, but the relationship serves DraftKings' emerging sports book. It's still the only North American league not to have a full-fledged sports betting partner, but they're doing fine with DraftKings as a fantasy partner, as you said, and they'll get a betting partner soon. You can bet on it, basically.
The NFL wants a 17-game season or something like that?
Well, they want a larger season than the 16, and the negotiations are starting. I'm predicting that it goes to 18 before the negotiations are over. This is the opening gamut. Some say there'll be no preseason games. There probably will. They're going to start the camps earlier, but it's a good idea that you increase the number of games and certainly a good idea that you decrease the number of preseason games.
The Cleveland Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse officially opened after their renovation.
$185 million facility. Quicken Loans Arena is no more. This is that. 42,000 square feet of new space in the stadium. President of Business Operations says we have a whole new area to do entertainment and sports as well. Good for Dan Gilbert. And, the Cavaliers, obviously, after LeBron, don't have a lot to look forward to, but their arena is great.
Top tech. How about the NHL looks to boost the player's social media presence with a deal with Open Doors?
Open Doors has players now focusing on how to generate some more of their image through photos, through videos, through streamlining, through a whole bunch of other stuff. And so the NHL, as you know, excited about the face of their own brand. I saw Gary Bettman at the opening of the Rangers game yesterday. He was very comfortable at the new season. And the Rangers played pretty good, huh?
Yeah, not bad. And then Power of Sports, how about Burton Snowboards? They got involved with the millions of students and youth and workers from around the world in the global climate strike.
Well, yeah. Everybody's trying to change the world, but America, Canada, Europe, Japan, South Korea. This weekend and the weekend before, 150 countries organized this event to draw attention to the fact that we're all burning up and we're all flooding out. And Burton is spending some money to try to, in their own way, to control some issues relative to climate change. You know, I can't snowboard, but I do have a house in the water, so kudos to Burton.
How do you think Jimmy Butler's going to do down there with the heat?
I think he better pass the ball. You know, all eyes are on him, and he's a superstar of the team with a couple other guys, but if he doesn't do well, the Heat's in serious trouble. I think they're probably a 500 team, maybe they sneak into the playoffs.
They kept Spoelstra. They just gave him a new deal, and they got rid of that big crybaby center, Whiteside, sent him to Portland packing.
I'm surprised anybody in the NBA would take him.
Yeah, really, right? But they love Spoelstra, and they keep giving him deals. So he's done a pretty good job with very little. Like, he'd have, like, Dwayne Wade and nobody else, and now he's got Jimmy Butler and nobody else.
Well, but he's a rally guy, you know, so he'll be okay as long as they protect that legacy. And the Heat needs to take a couple of, big-time guys. There'll be some lean years until the next superstar. But we can focus on our Dolphins.
Yeah. Rick, thanks a lot. I got to run now that you're going to bring up the Dolphins. But thanks for coming on the bench. Have a good weekend.
I'll see you next week.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.